Okay, well, first and foremost, obviously, I want to thank Barney for inviting me to share tonight. It's always a privilege to teach God's Word, hold forth God's matchless Word. I'm titling this tonight, Living in the Spirit of Prayer. So if you take your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, go to James chapter 5, verse 16. I'm going to be using the New King James Version tonight. Basically, what I'm going to share tonight are just random thoughts on prayer. Mm-hmm. Nothing new, no new earth-shattering revelation as God told me to give to you all, but just great reminders of things that we all know, we've all heard them before, but God laid it on my heart that I just think we need to constantly be reminded of these things. So James 5, verse 16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth, I know it says in King James, availeth much. According to Mr. Webster, avail or availeth means to be of use, help, or worth. So we, as the righteous ones that it talks about here, that righteousness which we received when we became born again, it behooves us as these righteous ones to investigate how prayer can help us, especially now, you know, in this day and time that we're living, there's so much uncertainty. People are always saying, you know, well, what's going to happen? What's going to open when? When can I go here? When can I go there? And, you know, it's just, and everybody has a different song. Everybody has a different dance. It's all very confusing. So we really just need to put our trust in God. We don't know, but God, we know the one who does. God does. So by just praying, staying in the spirit of prayer, we can be at peace, knowing that God has taken care of. So the first point we're going to look at is in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Okay, so I will read Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out, Jesus of course, and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Well, not many of us, I don't think, are willing to really get up before daybreak to pray, but we need to acknowledge when we first wake up, get up in the morning, that God is the first thing on our minds. You know, we can, still in bed actually, thank him that we woke up, you know. Thank him for another day of fellowship, of praise. We speak in tongues, you know, not like the world who, you know, they wake up, they're remembering all the negatives that they had happen in their lives yesterday. Their bad health reports, bank account balances. They have no joy, no peace in their mind, in their hearts and minds, thinking about what is going to happen today, what is really going, because they don't know. But again, thanking God, being grateful. Then of course, when you get out of bed, I try to do this in the morning. When I first wake up, I'll say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And that's how we have to start our days, with just positive, you know, messages and promises from God's Word. And then when you get out of bed, you get your coffee, bring your Bible and set it down there with you and start reading the Word. Start our day with God. There's also another great scripture. It's in Psalm 5, along these same lines of getting up early, acknowledging God in the morning. Psalm 5, verse 3. Give heed to the voice of my cry. No, that's 2. Sorry. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. I thought that was a great verse. The Holman Christian Standard Bible has a great translation of this same verse. At daybreak, Lord, you hear my voice. At daybreak, I plead my case to you and watch expectantly. We know beyond the shadow of a doubt, we just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he hears us and that we wait expectantly. Prayer isn't a way of communicating. Prayer isn't a way of communicating. It's a way of one of my, Prayer isn't just a one-way, that's what I'm trying to say. It isn't a one-way communication. It reminds me of one of my favorite verses, actually, and I thought it was kind of interesting. In this manifestation, God said to call him. Jeremiah 33:3, God says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you knowest not. God's phone is never busy. He hears us, and he says he will answer and show us what we don't know. Again, we need to live in the now, in the present. We aren't supposed to know the future, really. But if God told us everything that was going on in our future, I don't think we'd be able to handle it. We just say, forget it, God. No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So but we know the one who does. And as we pray, God will show us. So now let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Another aspect of prayer that I wanted to share with you is here, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Our prayers should be about praising God for everything. Everything he has done for us, everything we have is because of him. We need to pray without ceasing. Again, always aware of everything going on around us is because of God. And finally, be thankful. Colossians 4:2 kind of portrays the same idea. Continue earnestly in prayer. Be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Kind of the same idea from Thessalonians. To be continue with prayer constantly. And it doesn't mean we walk around just piously, you know, trying to make prayers. Like when we're in a group. A lot of what I'm sharing really is kind of what I think is our private prayer life, obviously.
Right.
When we're in a group, it's a little different. We pray a little more structured, a little more. But just regular prayer is just being praiseworthy of God, thanking him all day long. Again, constantly thinking about what he's doing in our lives. Oh, yeah, that was God. Oh, we're really, George and I are really good about thanking God when we need a parking spot. And I know a lot of people say this, but it's true that especially if you're in a real crowded area, how are you ever going to find a place here? Thank you, God. And sure enough, we always get a place right up front. It's just amazing. Just those little things. God is just so, just for the little simple things in our lives. It doesn't have to be massive. But, I really think there's a fine line between prayer and fellowship. As we go through our daily talking and hanging out with God, we're praising him and thanking him for everything that he's done. And that's kind of what these scriptures in Thessalonians and Colossians share, to be praised, to rejoice, praise God, be thankful. And that's my idea of fellowshipping. Just hang like you would hang out with your daddy and thank him for everything that you're doing. Okay, next. My teaching wouldn't be complete if I didn't touch on praying in the Spirit. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. So it's obvious, there's, you know, God tells us to pray in the Spirit and to sing in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. I love singing in the Spirit. George and I go to the beach a lot, and I like to walk in the water, and quite often I'll just go down by myself and just speak in tongues, sing, and out loud. Bob shared, I think it was last week, Bob McCall commented how he likes going, walking along a path near where he lives, down near the marina, and he goes along and speaks in tongues out loud there. I love doing that. I could relate to him. I didn't want to burst his bubble and say, yeah, I do that too. But I could relate to him because I love doing that. I love driving in the car by myself and singing in the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Singing to the songs that are either on the radio or just making up my own. It's just really great. We've truly been blessed with an unspeakable gift of speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to remember to speak in tongues more and more every day. Speak in tongues more today than you did yesterday, and on each day. We need to have little reminders. I have a little, it's a wooden plaque, or not a plaque, it's like a block that says SIT on it. I bought that many, many years ago at the very first Rock of Ages that I went to.
Wow.
And I still have it, and it's sitting on my dresser. So I see that every morning when I wake up to remind me to speak in tongues. I had a friend that I knew many years ago. He had a tattoo on his hand that said SIT. It was right in that fleshy part between your thumb and your finger. And right there it said SIT. So every time he looked at his hand, he was reminded to speak in tongues. So whatever it takes. Romans 8:26 tells us, we don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Jeannie oversees our awesome prayer list, and we tell people all the time, oh, we'll pray for you, we'll pray for you, but we really don't know what's going on with them. Yeah, they can tell us, oh, yeah, I got an ache here, I got a pain there, this isn't working, that isn't working. But bottom line, God knows underneath what that is,
mm-hmm.
and it's only by speaking in tongues for them that God will really answer those prayers. And that brings up another point. You know, we'll tell people, you know, just we'll run into maybe a stranger. Oh, well, I'll pray for you. How many of us go home and really remember to pray for that stranger or pray for that person that you said, I will pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's another point that I sometimes have to tell myself. Anything I'm telling you today is all stuff that I have to remind myself about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tell somebody we're going to pray for them, tell God to remind you to pray for him, because otherwise you'll forget. I know I will. So, like I said, Jesus Christ is our intercessor. The Holy Spirit is that intercessor that's going to take care of all that. So the last scripture that I want to share is in John 14, verse 13 and 14. It kind of sums up, I think, why we pray. For the most part, you know, why do we pray? John 14, 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. God gets the glory is why we pray. It's not that I'm all puffed up, that I'm just a great prayer warrior, you know, I'm really good at praying or anything like that. No, we pray so God gets the glory. It shows our dependence on God, and without him, we can do nothing. So in summary, we saw it's the importance of praying first thing in the morning, that our prayers are really praise, thankfulness, constant and continuous. God will show us what we need to pray through the Holy Spirit. And as we speak in tongues more and more, God is glorified and that we show his dependence on him. I also have a poem that I think will bless you. It certainly blessed me. It kind of ties in a little bit, I think, with what I've shared with you tonight and just prayer in general. It's by George Mueller. I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk, when I lie down, and when I rise. And the answers are always coming. Tens of thousands of times have my prayers been answered. When once I am persuaded that a thing is right, I go on praying for it. The great point is never to give up till the answer comes. The great fault of the children of God is they do not continue in prayer. They do not persevere. If they desire anything for God's glory, they should pray until they get it. Amen, and thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.